Hello, and welcome to A Writer's Journey. I'm Sarah Whitford, and my co-host is Tarrant Zepke. We're recording this episode in early April 2015, so it seems only natural that we would talk about taxes. Although ideally you should start planning before the start of a new year for your taxes as a writer, this kind of information is always relevant. And just before we start getting into the meat of the show, I do want to point out that I have a lengthy article on my website, sarahwhitford.com, about this, but we will get into that as we go. But first I want to turn things over to Terrence, because the very first item in that article that we talk about for taxes as a writer has to do with travel. And Terrence has been publishing books for many, many years, and she's got a lot of experience with this and all the various things that we should be thinking about as writers for our taxes. So, Terrence, take it away.
Well, Sarah, I guess first I should confess I do not have my taxes done.
Oh, boy.
They're due next week, and I'm still trying to get stuff together, so I think this is probably a good topic to remind people that it's really good to kind of keep up with this all year.
Uh-huh.
And so Sarah is my shining example here. I'm dragging behind. But as far as travel, it really depends. I just turn all of my stuff over to my accountant.
Uh-huh.
because I do so much traveling, and there's a lot to it, and you really need someone. If you're doing your own taxes, be sure and get the publications from the IRS that detail the rules regarding mileage and hotel rooms and conferences, all the things that you can write off. For instance, you can write off a cruise, but only if you're doing something on the cruise. You know, like if you're taking the cruise to get to a conference, that doesn't count. But if you're on the cruise to listen to maybe a writer's a workshop on the cruise, or if you're going to be speaking on the cruise, you know, things like that you can write off. But you got to be really careful, because travel is a red flag with the IRS. So
that's true. And, you know, I just jumped right into the topic, but I should point out, first of all, we're not tax professionals. We are not giving you specific tax advice that you should do in your specific circumstances. So disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer.
Absolutely.
Yes,
yeah.
I personally, I'm a huge fan for years I've used TurboTax. For many, many years I've used TurboTax. And thankfully, you know, software like TurboTax, I'm not familiar with the other products that are out there, but it does take you through step by step everything. And now that, you know, I'm a published author, I'll have different considerations, because I have a little tax ID number in addition to, you know, my Social Security number and all of that. And so, you know, I'm trying to definitely keep my regular personal finances separate from my writing expenses, although they do all get, you know, thrown together when I file my taxes. But either consult a tax professional before you do anything that we say in this episode, or, you know, if you're using something like TurboTax, make sure you read all the fine print. So, okay. So that said, as far as travel, what kinds of things do you normally think of, Terrence, when you're talking about?
Well, for the standard writer, that would be stuff like book signings, maybe media interviews, writing workshops, conferences. You know, anything to do, maybe a research trip.
Mm-hmm.
For things you're writing about. So anything that's in regards to your book. For me, because I'm a travel writer, the scope is extended.
Sure.
But again, you've got to make sure that you know what's allowed. For instance, if you're traveling with your spouse or a friend or whatever, they can't write off their part of it, because
right.
If they're traveling with you because you're going to a conference or whatever, their part can't be written off. So again, I just advise you to be, you know, aware that there are a lot of rules with this and all. So as you go through, keep receipts. And then, you know, before you file, like Sarah said, if you're doing your own, go through and it'll kind of walk you through the steps. Or just take everything to your accountant and say, here is all the receipts I've saved, because that's, you know, even if someone else is doing your taxes, you need to have,
yes, absolutely,
you know, your
and
information.
Yes, and you know, another thing that we should point out is writing off business expenses as a writer should only happen if you're actually writing as a professional, rather than, you know, this is not someone who's blogging as a hobby. This is someone who's actually making an effort to profit off of their writing in some way.
So, for instance, if Sarah's book had not come out this year, she can't deduct all those things because she hasn't, you know, she hadn't published it at that point, so...
Well, now I will say that, as you know, like for instance, last year I paid for the copy editing of my novel, and I paid for my ISBN numbers block and things like that. Those things did go on my taxes that I turned in this year, but they're turned in because I knew I was publishing it this year,
right?
And I don't want to have to go back and like do a revised return later,
right? You know, but if you hadn't gotten published,
right? Exactly. Yeah, but my intention when I wrote The Smuggler's Gambit was obviously, you know, to publish it and ideally make money. I kept all of my receipts. Terrence would laugh at me because in general I'm not a very organized person. I have my own system though, but when it comes to keeping up with receipts and stuff, I am pretty careful about all of that. So I went to the Writer's Digest conference last year, and just as someone who's not a travel writer, that was obviously, you know, a big trip. And so something like that, if you do go to a conference, your hotel, your meals that, you know, are not your just regular meals, I think, you know, when you're traveling, talk to your tax professional about it, but you know, meals, gas, lodging, or mileage. You don't do gas and mileage; you do one or the other.
Right.
But all of that, keep records of everything because.
And you have to be so many miles from your home to be able to write a lot of these expenses off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's in your hometown, for instance, you can't. I don't know if you knew that, but my understanding is you can't write it off. You know, your gas and your meals and all that can't be written off in your home for something in your hometown. You have to be, I think it's 50 miles travel.
Okay.
But again, I don't know all the rules because I just take my humongous box of
Right, so we'll say stick with either the guidelines your tax professional gives you or in your tax preparation software. Moving on from travel though, as a writer, you know, we use a lot of different tools in our trade and things we might not even think about as being something we should save our receipts for actually can be tax deductible. And immediately the things come to mind for me, like your writing software, whether it's Word or Scrivener. I purchased Scrivener last year, for instance. If you purchase pens, fountain pens or pencils or highlighters that you're using specifically for your writing, not just general fun puzzle solving and, you know, math problems and things like that, but things that you're specifically buying, notebooks and journals specifically for your writing business, paper, index cards, if you're planning on index cards, things of that nature, those all, you know, would be things that you might want to keep receipts for as well. So,
oh, yeah.
And now if you bought Word, you know, if you bought Word a long time ago, you're obviously not going to go in and all of a sudden call that, you know, a writing expense. But something like if you purchased Scrivener specifically for the purpose of doing your writing, then that would be something that we would want to get the receipt for. And, you know, a point about that, some people might be listening to this episode and thinking, I purchased some of these things last year and I haven't filed my taxes yet. But one really good thing these days, if you're buying any of these items online, it is much easier than you think to get receipts on items that you've purchased. With Amazon.com, you can actually download an entire year's history of items that you purchase, which can give you, you know, a little bit of a heart attack sometimes if you're like me and you see all the stuff that you bought on Amazon.com mm-hmm. over the last year. But you can easily go into your orders history and find any things that you've purchased on there and print out those receipts. You can also go into other software and online commerce sites and things like that and print out your receipts, because usually they'll have you set up some sort of an account when you purchase something online. And so it's really great because it gives you a really easy way to track your expenses.
And that brings up a good point, Sarah, because you were talking about keeping up with all this stuff, and there's a lot of things that you probably haven't even thought of
mm-hmm.
that you've done. If you've set up a website for your book, mm-hmm. if you've gotten a domain name, hosting, mm-hmm. Any of that kind of stuff, all counts. And I was noticing, this year I had to buy some software to create book trailers, video book trailers. Mm-hmm. And I almost forgot to include that, it's probably because it's a good idea if you can just really, if you don't have all your receipts, you're not sure you have all your receipts, if you can just kind of take a minute and go through and kind of think about anything you might have done. Because
that's right.
I had a massive amount of things that turned out. I had to buy a new computer. I had to buy new Word software. I had to buy this animation software. Now, I had a lot of stuff to do with the websites because of doing the new sites and everything else. And there's a lot of stuff, and you want to be able to sure to think about all of that.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you buy a new computer specifically for your writing, let's say you buy a new laptop or, something like that to take, or a tablet where you're using that as your portable writing device, and, that would be something.
What about the thing to back up? You advise me to get the little backup thing for the computer.
Well, yes, whether you have a backup hard drive, like an external hard drive for backing your stuff up, or whether you're using a paid Dropbox account or some other online storage account. Other things, when we think of software, we're not just thinking of writing software. What if you get QuickBooks to manage your accounts with booksellers?
Or Tax Turbo you mentioned.
Yeah, TurboTax would be another thing. And then postage. I have sent out so many copies of my book, some to the people that pre-ordered them, and then some to people just as a courtesy copy for a review or what have you. That postage counts.
And one thing I just thought about right now, Sarah, while we were talking, I didn't write off my headphones that I bought to do our podcast.
Oh, yes, you should, because, absolutely. And just like the podcast we're recording, I purchased CallBurner software, and that's tax deductible because obviously this has to do with writing, doing a podcast that we do specifically as writers, and so it's all part of the business. So photocopies, there's another thing. If you have to get any photocopies made doing research or what have you, those would be the kinds of things. Another category that we would look at would be things like professional services and fees. And one of the big ones, as I mentioned last year for me, was getting that block of ISBN numbers from Bowker. A lot of people, they publish their books through CreateSpace, and you can certainly do the free. Is it free? Do you know whether or not that's free?
It's free if you let them assign a number.
Okay.
Or you can opt to use your own.
Okay. Well, I wanted to buy my own because I certainly did not want my ISBN number to, reflect CreateSpace as a publisher for the Smuggler's Gambit, because CreateSpace is not the publisher of the Smuggler's Gambit. It's Seaport Publishing. So, nevertheless, I had to purchase that block of ISBN numbers, which was a big expense. But some of the other kinds of services you might think of would be like you mentioned, website design, Terrence, or any kind of design work that you have done, whether it's book cover or what are some of the other services? Editing? What might be some other things?
Editing, the book layout, mm-hmm. maybe converting the book to an ebook format.
Oh, yeah, yep.
If you're hiring a service to do that, mm-hmm. A Kindle will even do it for you if you, for a fee. But that would be another cost with it. There's just so many things that I can't even think of everything. If you pay for Skype service to mm-hmm. do podcast, mm-hmm. Faxes. My publicist charges me for everything. If they send something out, if they send a fax, if they mail it, if they set up an interview, so, all that kind of stuff. Lots of things that you might not even think about. That sometimes they're small.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I don't want to fool with it because, I have so many receipts, like you talked about, for postage.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't want to add all this up and all,
Right.
But they do add up if you go through all the receipts and all, so.
They definitely do. And in a minute, I'm going to talk about I have developed, you're going to be proud of me, but I'll talk about it in a minute. I've developed a strategy for keeping track of all my stuff this year. So anyway, we'll get to that in just a minute, though. Yes. Okay. But then there's the whole arena of honing your craft as a writer, because hopefully, you know, you haven't decided to become a writer and just think you know it all and you're just going to plow right ahead and then that's going to be that. Hopefully you are investing in either, you know, writing how-to books or books about marketing. Then, you know, there are reference books that you might use, whether it's Strunk and White or using purchasing a thesaurus. I have a thesaurus app that I purchased for my iPhone, and I have a dictionary app because, you know, it's quicker, and if there's any internet issue where I happen to be at the time, I can still access something, you know, while I'm writing, whether it's a word in the thesaurus or the dictionary. Research, I mean, that's a big one. Wouldn't you agree? You know, you might purchase books specifically for the purpose of research.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And then, like, webinars.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's a big one. That can actually take a lot of money.
Yeah, there's some of them. I've participated in a few through the Nonfiction Writers Association. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes they're, you know, $19, but you're getting a two-hour thing that tells you something, some valuable information. Then there's some of them that are free, but a lot of them they will charge you for, but sometimes it's worth paying the fee to get some of the information to tap into the resources. So
sure, and usually the free ones are basically like extended commercials anyway. So
yes. So yeah. You know how I feel about that, but that's another podcast.
I do. Well, look, this is what I've come up with for me, Terrence. And even though you haven't done your taxes yet this year, I know you, and I know you're generally a very organized person. So I thought you would be proud of me to hear that I'm doing this. I actually set myself up an Excel spreadsheet for my writing expenses for 2015, and it has three tabs. It has one tab for expenses, and then it has one tab for travel, like miles, you know, for miles if I have to travel somewhere to do something related to my writing. And then the third one has to do with travel expenses. So that would be, you know, if I have to go to a meal having to do with a business thing or stay overnight someplace having to do with writing business. So, you know, in that way I have it all, and I've thought about whether or not I should, you know, even separate it out into further, you know, pages. When I say tabs, I mean pages within the spreadsheet. You know, like maybe I should have one just for postage, and I might do that at some point during the year, but I'm sort of fine-tuning it as I go, you know, but at least that way I'll have everything all in one place, and I'm getting all of my receipts, my digital receipts, and saving them in a folder in my Dropbox, which incidentally is also where I store my writing projects, so that way, you know, I have backups of them everywhere. And so anyway, I think it's pretty organized, and it's something that I think you'd be proud of.
I am proud of you, and I am a bit embarrassed that I have not been more organized this year, but I think, as you know, I've made some big investments in a lot of my writing career this year.
Yes.
But also I don't know if you're aware of this, Sarah, but I have like 21 different sources of income. So that's a lot to keep up with. There's a lot of 1099s, K-1 forms, you know, W-2s. I mean, you name it. And I've got a lot of things that I've got to, you know, get straight because I want to be sure. I mean, even if it's something like Smashwords where you only get a few bucks,
mm-hmm.
you've still got to turn it in.
Right.
You know, so I have a lot of things to keep up with there. And a lot of it. So this is probably the most of that kind of stuff I had this year, and then also having so many things to have to submit. But I'm getting there, and I still have a week to go. So
well, so all those 21 sources, is that are you talking about? Those were like, that would be like Smashwords and Kobo, and
I mean, I get royalties, traditional royalties
from your publisher.
Right, and
publishers,
then,
I should say.
Yeah. Yeah, and then of course, you know, I teach at the university,
oh,
and all,
right.
So
that's
I get
right.
Yeah, and then there's just a lot, and I'm in an investment club, and so they have a K-1
oh, gotcha.
Form,
okay,
and so even though it doesn't do with my writing, that still has to do with taxes,
right?
And you know, if you have any kind of you know, all your little forms, whether it's a checking account, if you get interest on it. That has to be, you know, I mean, there's just
That's true. Yeah. I'm not even thinking about all those things. I have my regular day job, which I'm very, very, very grateful for, because it allows me to, you know, be home, and then I can write. And then, of course, I have a little income coming in from my first novel, which is starting to finally chip away at that big old, you know, amount that I invested in getting the book ready and all. And, you know, even though I didn't have the, you know, the expenses, I didn't have to pay a website designer. I'm very thankful for that. I didn't have to pay a cover designer. I'm also thankful about that, or a layout person. But I, you know, the editor was a big expense. And, you know, you have to be ready to invest money in yourself as a writer if you really want to take this seriously. And I know not everyone wants to hear that. You know, you want to write a book and you want to, whether you want to query a publisher and, you know, or an agent and get a publisher, and hopefully that's going to be the end of it. But I've got news for you. I mean, Terrence, you've been publishing books through traditional publishers for a while now, and you know that as an author, you still have to do a lot of your own promotions.
Oh, yeah. And that, you know, when I, you know, like I said, we were talking about things to turn in. My publicist is a big part of my expenses.
Mm-hmm.
And marketing. And of course, you know, I have to pay, because I'm not like you. I have to pay to have my website and some of the other things done.
That's right.
That a lot of people have to pay for. Also, something that you might be aware of, when you're self-employed, you're paying for your own insurance, your health insurance, like I am. And so that's definitely something you want to make sure to talk to your accountant about, how, you know, being able to write off, you know, because you are paying for your own. So there's a lot of things that you just need to either look at the software or talk to an accountant. Or go to a tax agency. You know, I'm not going to recommend any. I don't know who's good and who's not. I'm just saying that if you feel like you need some help to make sure that you're going to maximize, you know, your write-offs.
Mm-hmm.
And also to know what should be, because there is some stuff, and I know that my accountant has done this in the past, where you, if it's equipment, for instance, you, I forget the name for it.
The depreciation?
Right. There's a way that it writes off over a period of time. You don't just write it all off at once.
Right.
And so there's lots of, I mean, I guess the point to this is just to make sure people understand how much is involved.
Uh-huh.
And so the best thing that you can do, like Sarah said, is just keep really good records.
That's right.
And then just make sure that you know what you're doing if you're filing your own, or that you take everything and go over it with your accountant.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have, you know, all of what we've talked about. Well, it won't, the discussion won't be transcribed, but most of what we've talked about here is going to be in the show notes for this episode. So don't worry if you missed anything in this episode, or, you know, you were listening to it as you're driving or whatever. Don't worry about the fact that you didn't take notes, because it's all going to be on our websites. Again, my website is sarahwhitford.com. That's SarahWhitford.com. And Terrence's website is TerrenceZepke.com. That's TerrenceZepke.com. And so you'll be able to get the show notes there. And of course, as always, you can subscribe to this podcast via iTunes. And if you know any other writers that might be thinking about this, you know, by all means, share it with them, because I think this is something that's timely, and a lot of writers, especially if they haven't actually gotten published quite yet, but they're planning to, whether they're planning to publish independently like myself, or whether they're planning to query and try to get traditionally published like Terrence. I think, you know, this is definitely a topic worth looking at. And regardless of whether it's April or June or August, you know, you can always get started, you know, getting these things organized for the following year when you have to file taxes.
Don't wait till the last minute.
That's right. Don't wait till the last minute. Definitely not. So anyway, as always, thank you so much for joining us, and until next time.